6:15, let's talk to another state senator, one who's now introduced a bill to eliminate state benefits to the partners of unmarried state workers. State Senator Rick Jones is right here on WILS. Senator, thank you for joining us.
Good evening.
Yeah, I'm curious, what do you think of your colleague, Patrick Kolbeck, running for governor? What do you think of that?
That's his privilege. I think he's quite a libertarian. And sometimes doesn't agree with the rest of the caucus, but he got elected, and that's his privilege.
Yeah, well, he said he even paid a price for that, for not being in tune with the party. Would you support him for governor yourself? Or?
No, I'm afraid I will be supporting somebody else. In fact, I'm not afraid to say Bill Schuette if he runs.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And is that now, in terms of your disagreements with Mr. Kolbeck, is that just philosophical, or is there a reason for that? Or?
No, I don't really have any disagreement with that. I just, you asked me what I thought, and I think he has a slim chance of winning. He's quite a libertarian, and he sometimes votes differently than the rest of the caucus.
We're talking to State Senator Rick Jones here on WILS. Now, you presented this proposal, in 2015, right, to eliminate state benefits to these unmarried partners of state workers. Now, why is that a priority, do you think?
Well, I don't know if it's a priority, but it's one of many things that I've had complaints on. People contacted me and said, why are we paying benefits for live-in boyfriends and live-in girlfriends? You know, if they're not married and they haven't made that commitment, why would we pay about $1 million a year for this benefit? It doesn't make a lot of sense.
And I had to agree how did that come about, by the way?
That happened under Governor Granholm. She made a decision to expand insurance for state employees, and live-in boyfriends and girlfriends got benefits.
What happened in 2015 when you tried to repeal that?
It got caught up in a committee and didn't move. This year, I'm happy to say that Representative Jim Runstead is assisting me. He has put the same bill in the House, and we hope we can push it through.
Okay. And what was the opposition last time around, though, to this idea?
The unions that represent state employees came out against it.
Right.
But I actually know a good friend who's moved in with a state employee, and I told him I was going to put the bill in, and he said, "I understand why. You're right."
Right.
And he says, "I guess we'll have to get married."
Are you trying to encourage more marriages? Is that part of it?
No, not really. I mean, it's a choice, and I've been married this November 44 years. So I take marriage very seriously. But I do think that the taxpayers shouldn't have to pay benefits for live-in girlfriends or boyfriends.
Yeah, this, what is it, 114 domestic partners are enrolled in the program right now? Is that right?
I believe that's approximately the number. It's been right around 120. And then if there are any dependents, any children of that unmarried person, yeah, the state would pick those children up too, even if they weren't the state employees' children.
Oh, that's interesting. So, but what about that? What if you have the children then? Let's say they're stepchildren. What happens to their insurance then if you go forward with this?
Well, if you get married, everybody is covered.
Okay,
but if you're not going to get married, I don't think the coverage should be there. I think you should have to pay for it.
Okay, so the kids would lose coverage also, you're saying?
A few. It's not very many yet, but obviously make a commitment. If you're going to get married, and then they can have a coverage. This is expensive stuff. Insurance is very expensive.
Mm-hmm.
I had somebody ask me today, well, don't you have lifetime benefits? And I think it's very important for everybody to know the senators and the representatives voted get rid of lifetime benefits for ourselves. We voted to take the pay cut, so that is not an issue.
Okay. So what happens to your benefits then once you're done with the Senate?
It, everybody that was invested loses their benefits. I don't worry about it. I'm going to be working well as a Medicare age anyway.
Oh, really? You plan to work beyond your time in the Senate?
I'll be 65 this November, and I have no desire to retire. Beyond the Senate, I certainly will seek other employment.
Really? No kidding. Isn't that, you don't want to spend some days down in Florida, that kind of thing? It's not appealing to you?
Why would I want to spend time in Florida when I live in the most beautiful state in the home country?
That's true. Although the winters can be kind of tough, don't you think?
Yeah, the winters don't really bother me much. I have an all-wheel drive, and as long as you can drive through it, I'm just fine.
State Senator Rick Jones of Grand Ledge, right here on 1320 WILS. Senator Jones, thank you very much.
Have a great day.
Yep, you too. It's